Blog Talk Radio.
Pop in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Hope!
Give me that shoe!
Meet mild-mannered director trainee Henry Bookerstein becomes Super Hope. And with powers far beyond those of ordinary men, Super Host brings you Soups On.
Santa's reindeer are here to perform a special rendition of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, just for you. Maybe you would have preferred Silent Night,
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
This is the Club Zanzibar in New York, fellas, talking right at you from 49th and Broadway. And we join the AFRS program by bringing you Louis Armstrong and his orchestra.
Yes, sir. This is Satchel and his boys getting ready to beat out this new year with Accentuate the Positive. Look out, boys.
The Miser said. Now have you?
No, neither.
Well, get a load of this now. I'm going to lay it on you.
You got the accent. She weighed the positive. Easy limb. Find it too negative. Latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with this thing in between. You got the spread of joy to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith. A pandemonium in my world to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, journaling where to go and all. What did that do when everything seems so dark? Man, you say you got the accent. But you wait to find the day of evening. Mine is your negative. Well, latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with the in between, yeah.
Thank you.
accent. She wears positive evening. Binary to negative. Latch on. She's affirmative, but don't mess with this in between. You got the spread joy. She's a maximum. Bring a little glue. Down here. And face, pantomonium, lighter, walk up on the scene. She illustrates my last remark, turning away the window. What did they do, joking, when everything seems so dark, every time?
By Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from the Club Zanzibar in New York City.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. Needs a damn round of applause. I think. Absolutely. I would be remiss if I did not. All righty. Well, it's Friday. It's Friday Night Possum. Welcome to the show. Briefly, Grenache Network. Finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, Friday nights, Possum Hour. Booyah. During the week, clobbering time. Kapow. And thus and this and thus and thus. I don't really want to drag that out that long tonight for some reason. Not in the mood. So if I can find the little musical cue. Oh, yeah, good one.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo, I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing, gimme that thing, gimme that,
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Artik Gumby.
Thank you. Thank you one and all. Hello, Commodore. Yeah, baby.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right. Oh,
you guys
it's Friday.
Got a little music for me? Yep.
Yeah, nah, not that one. That's kind of cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
I like this better. There you go.
That
Take
one.
It away, Gumby.
All right. 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, Eminence Front Radio, WRIU.org. His Eminence theme for tomorrow morning is profession. Songs about plumbers, doctors, electricians, meter maids. Who knows what the fuck he's going to do?
Got one about a character artist?
A character artist. I think he has one in there.
Yeah.
And, of course, Punk Blues at 4:30. Okay. WRIU.org. Thank you very much.
In living color.
In living color.
Sounds like my records are skipping. I think somebody got in the studio here and scratched up all my records.
I like it when it skips like that.
It's gonna be. It's the last show of the year. You know, why be flawless, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm just glad you're awake.
So am I. I woke with a start at 8:30. I took like a quickie, power nap.
Yeah.
25 minutes maybe.
When you don't post that last one, the one with the actual play, VCR play, that's when I start to panic.
Nah, well, I ain't going to do that again anytime soon. Now, the last time I'd done it, I'd had a couple of cocktails throughout the day.
Ah, there you go. Now the confession.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. And then Paint Your Wagon came on and.
Yep.
Next thing I know. You know. Oh well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do we got here? Ding 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 ding. Oh yeah, this is really neat. You know, my eyes are getting bad, I'm sure everybody else over 40.
Uh-huh.
You get more, you have trouble reading, close-up view. And Gigantor was over the other night, and he wears them glasses all the time.
Uh-huh.
Wears those glasses all the time. And my driveway, screwing around with the truck, and about 5 paces behind the truck, there's a pair of these glasses. Magnifier glasses.
Uh-huh.
So I called him up. I'm like, dude, I found your glasses. He goes, no, I got my glasses. So I got no clue. So I stuck them in the bathroom. I've been using them for my reading glasses in the morning.
Oh, no shit. I'm supposed to be bad for you, though.
Really?
What, just magnifying
glasses? That's all my bifocals do.
Well, they're prescription. They're prescribed to
you,
the bifocals.
No, no, these are just magnifier glasses.
Yeah. If you wear them too long, it fucks your eyes up. You're not supposed to. They're supposed to be bad for you.
Well, and I don't read all day,
prescription. Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of people buy those at CVS, different ones. Can't do that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, sure you can. for the over 40 thing, that's fine. It is, because that's all the bifocal is. It's just a magnification, an extra magnification.
Okay.
I don't know. I look into it, man. If you say they're bad, I mean.
Yeah. Fuck up your eyes.
Hey. Well. Oh, okay. Let's blow something up. We're about to blow up time. Found out that the Beach Boys, the Mike Love Beach Boys, are going to do the inaugural, I think.
Oh, jeez.
So,
Oh, jeez.
We got to blow them up, man. I mean,
uh-huh.
Becoming our thing here.
Why?
We've already blown up Kokomo, believe it or not. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's going on, man? I'm going to check my connections during this. Does it sound okay out there at TV Land? Because I'm getting, like, little gremlins and whatnot.
Good on the phone. Anyone out there in the chat room?
Sounds good.
5x5.
Sounds good to you. All right, let's blow up the Beach Boys then. Sayonara.
How I love this pretty bed. Now I'll rest my weary head. Good night.
Continue deeper after you feel pains in your ears or any part of your body.
Happy New Year, baby!
Happy New Year, nothing. The way you treated me last year wasn't nothing happy about it.
Yeah, baby, but that was last year. This year I'm turning over a new leaf.
I don't believe it.
You don't? Well, pick up on this, John. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I made a resolution. I'm gonna keep the whole year through. I'm gonna give up chasing women, whiskey drinking too, stop my ballyhooing, yeah! I'm mistreating you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Yes, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. I'm gonna give you all my money to buy the things you choose. I even steal and borrow and pawn my clothes and shoes to keep you happy, baby. Happy the whole year through. Cause I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. Sweet and pretty, I'll buy you a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of lead. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. Baby, Happy New Year. That's what I mean.
You old dog. What an old dog, you know?
Yeah, baby.
That song
needed a Reverend Wendy's boater hose at the end of the day.
All right. Look at that crowd out there.
It's a swell crowd.
It's at the All-Star End of the Year Possum Lounge.
Yes.
Now they are the Canadian contingent. They have shown up in force.
Yes.
As Applecheek's Alice almost say, welcome, ooh, Alice.
Sweet Alice. Sweet Alice.
Give everybody a flower. There's a flower for Alice.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. Now you know who's up next.
Super sweet.
Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Here's her flower.
Cake.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
I like the record
correct,
skipping
sir.
There.
In your head.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, loose.
A man of many words and most of them spelled correctly, as far as I know. It's Ford Prefect!
Ford! Ford Prefect.
There's his flower.
There you go.
I gave him some skunk weed.
There you go.
All right. Here's a Daffy Dill. Forgetting for USA!
USA!
That's what everything sounds like in my headphones right now.
Yeah, that's
just gonna trust my instincts. There's one nerd in our class. Best athlete, smartest kid.
Uh-huh.
But not the biggest wit, you know, not known for his sharp wit. He had a good sense of humor. And he says one time, we're like in third grade, he says, instinct is when you fart and it doesn't leave your pants.
Instinct.
I thought that was a pretty good joke for like third, fourth grade.
You would have to think that because you remembered it this long.
Instinct.
Yeah, it's instinct.
Fart that never leaves. You know those kind. They roll around in there, and it's like, Jesus, guys, come on, man.
It's a bubble. You got a bubble on your pants.
Yeah, pop already so we can get over, you know. It's instinct. All right, there's guest 1882. Good to see you.
All right.
That might be Dougie.
Huh? Peter Fake.
Indeed. And there she is, first in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. Amazing hippie chick and dog watcher extraordinaire and drinker of weird waters. Maggie C is here.
Maggie C.
Maggie dun,
C.
Dun, dun, dun. And, oh, cool. Let me get ready. Hi, Bob.
Porcupine Bob.
Ah, it's Porcupine Bob.
God, rabbit.
All right, and Bob, I wasn't trying to be mean today, Bob.
Ooh, what happened?
Oh, here's your flower. No hard feelings, man. No, I just don't want... If you want to comment on the president-elect,
yes.
You know, what's his name?
Yep.
Don't, at least when you're on my page, don't write his name out.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a five-letter name. All right? It's pretty famous. It's on a bunch of buildings and shit.
Soon it's going to be on our money.
Yeah. refer to him as, there you go, President Orangutan. That's good.
Okay.
Nah, yeah. those are too close. Don't rhyme it. I don't want to, you know.
Not even a clue to it.
Yeah. I was reading Winnie the Pooh, and the Heffalump gave me a shudder. You know. So Cheeto Head. I like Orange Julius Caesar myself. I'd prefer those instead of his actual name.
What was that one name? Sir Digby Chicken Salad?
Sir Digby Chicken Salad?
Yeah, remember that thing on the TV show in the UK that you and I were looking at a long while back? Of a couple of bumps. And his name was Sir Digby Chicken Salad. Caesar.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no. Okay, yeah. I actually do remember that.
Chicken.
All right, speaking of which, there he is, the sinister minister of Cheetos himself, Professor R.J. Gumby. It's the Possible Lounge.
Yeah.
The Lounge.
Oh, and
Decker. Yeah.
As the Beaver.
S.
Grenache.
Actually, I wanted to hit this one.
Kumquats!
Yeah! Kumquats, baby.
Yes, I decided New Year's Eve I am not going to do my usual Marx Brothers Festival with W.C. Fields every now and again. I'm going to make the whole weekend music. It's just going to be jazz and blues the whole weekend.
Ooh.
I got my Amazon all set up. All weekend.
Do
music.
Tell.
There you go.
That's cool.
So I'll
like
be
it.
On Facebook
like
the whole time while jamming. There you go.
I'm going to have to work on Monday's show, like in between stuff. I'm gonna be a busy guy next couple
Ooh.
Days. Yeah. Got my last gig of the year tomorrow night.
I like that. Giggity year.
It's a wedding, New Year's Eve, and it ends at 10:30. But I would think that they're gonna party till midnight, right?
Oh yeah, they're gonna have to drag it out for the New Year's thing. Yeah.
So. I might just, put the gear in the car, come back in, hang out.
Get some Happy New Year kisses in, smooches in.
See how things
work
are swinging, babe. You know, I haven't been out to a New Year's Eve party. Man, I don't think since Y2K. 16 years. I don't do New Year's Eve, man.
Nope, neither do I, especially since I gave up.
I've never had a gig on New Year's Eve. I did last year, but it got canceled. Another wedding. That's, you run the risks with them weddings, man. And then Sunday, New Year's Day, my buddy's coming over. We're going to drink some scotch.
Oh.
He brought it over today. Yeah, he brought it over today. We took a little, preview. Because he bought me a cheap battery, got like a $120 battery for $70 kind of deal, because he lives way out in the boonies. So he came over, brought some scotch, single malt, can't pronounce it, but it was aged in a sherry cask.
Oh,
12 years.
How's that?
12-year-old scotch.
Yeah.
How's that?
Shit.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Aged in a sherry cask. It was something else. I'm getting to love scotch, man. Not for the faint-hearted. Yeah, I mean, we just had one, and it was that was enough. Oh, no, boy. Well, Maggie C knows. She had some of that big yarr.
I should mail you my little airplane bottle that I got, James.
I would put it in a place of honor on the bar.
20 years I've had it. Yeah, there you go.
I think you got to keep that in case, the Mayan shit comes
through. When that meteor is bright and coming down, that meteor
They say the meteor's come. Speaking of which, there's a thing in the news about something like that, so you might want to hang with them. I'm still waiting for that dollar you owe me, man.
Wait on, sir. Wait on.
Because I bet on the orangutan.
Rewind it. There you go.
I bet on the orangutan, a thing, a thing.
Why don't we call
always
something that has something to do with them? Like Scooter.
Skippy.
Skippy.
Tweety.
Chuckles.
Yeah, Tweety describes him.
Yeah,
oh, did you see the thing? Did you see the clip today? He's like, they go, well, you know, I guess it was yesterday. And they had the thing where, you know, Obama does the sanctions on the Ruskies.
Uh-huh.
And he comes out of his palatial estate to give a little wave to the cameras and shit. And it's like, you know, the old sleight of hand. Look over here. Don't see what this hand's doing, you know.
Uh-huh.
He goes, yeah, you know, we ought to just get on with life. He comes out there with Don King. What the fuck was that? Was that ever explained why Don King was standing next to him? That's it. Getting four. That's the stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Close. That's the brand. I can't pronounce it. But this was slightly different. This wasn't in Sauternes casks. Nectar. That's probably a good one, too. Man,
you
could
call
really
that.
What's that?
Glenmorangie. There's orangey.
Glenmorangie. I figured it was Moringa. Good stuff, man. Whew. It makes your tongue like all... La, 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 la. Yeah, I sit there and go, la, 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 la. I'm not a very distinguished Scotch drinker. I roll it around on my... Seriously, I roll it around on my tongue and then I go, la 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 la. Because it makes it feel funny. Fun.
It dribbles out the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, man.
I just had a visual of you sitting around in tuxedos with a bunch of distinguished looking guys with the monocles and the
top hats. Oh, yeah.
Drooling your scotch out.
I love that Don King, man. Don King. Why the fuck?
Yeah.
You know. What is he consulting with Don King about?
You can see him
with
a lot
know.
Of weird
just,
fucking people, man. Just,
I mean, you know, there's all these people he could be talking to, you know, getting ready for this big job. And,
yeah.
Taking advice from Don King.
He'd be better off taking advice from Eddie Deason.
Now maybe they were exchanging hairstyle notes or something. I don't know.
That's right.
Anyway,
does Don King still look like that? I haven't seen him in a while.
Pretty much, yeah. It's not quite as high anymore, but it's up there. Still a crown.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Don King was out. He was out next to the Cheeto and Chief there. At his palatial estate.
Oh, Christ.
Yum, yum. All right. Oh, I wanted to ask the lounge something before we get back to the silliness. Or you want to do something silly first, and then I'll ask the question. I'll kind of make it suspenseful.
There you go.
All right. How about a Christmas leftover?
Yeah.
Which one? That one. Yeah. If we get one in, this is the one. If I can ever get there. Yeah. All righty. Here we go.
Dead folks roasting in a lake of fire. Zombies ripping off your nose. Untold perils fleeing from a vampire. And ghosts dressed up in ancient clothes. Everybody feels earth quaking underneath their toes. The moon is bathed in crimson light. Death he trusts with his scythe. For your soul, he's riding out to reap tonight. God, Satan's on his way. With fearful instruments of evil made to slay. And every devil child is going to smile as demons rain down blood and sulfur from the sky. And so I'm offering this evil praise in Revelations 22. Although it doth say God locks Satan away, Antichrist will rule you.
Satan's on his way. With fearful instruments of evil, make us slay. And deadly devil child is going to smile as demons rain down blood and sulfur from the sky.
And so I'm offering this evil praise in Revelations 22. Although it doth say God locks Satan away, Antichrist will rule you.
See? We really need to take you to the
stage. There you go. That's my kind of Christmas music right there, baby. Sing that around your fucking tree.
There you go. So let's make another bet.
Yeah.
You say 2017 is going to be worse.
Yep.
I say... Tune in next week to find out what I say. I don't know. So anyway, I wanted to take a poll of the Possum Lounge. We have pretty much a good cross-section of possums here tonight.
Yep.
Are we doing the dead possum pool in 2017? I put it up to a vote. Because, you know, who knows, man? Maybe we brought all this, these deaths on, man. Okay, Cake says yes.
Uh-huh.
Ford says yes. Maggie's neutral. Like, getting four is in. All right. Why wouldn't we, says Alice. I guess you can't pick yet, getting four. Not until the official
yes.
thing.
You only give it one at a time.
You want to do it Monday or wait till Friday? Give everybody a week to think about
Friday.
It.
Friday. I think people need time to think about it.
All righty.
Sometimes
right,
they come
next
in
Friday.
Next Friday.
So if it say tonight was the lineup getting four, you would have the fourth pick because we go in order of. And being super host, I go last because that's what a good host would do. And if I was an orangutan, I would go first because I'm
and then
the best
Monday, orangutan. Monday you'll tell the winner of 2016 because you didn't tally that up yet, right?
Well, I wouldn't yet. Why bother, man?
You know, yeah, that's right. Who knows what's going to happen?
Actually, if you would do that independently, and then we can compare notes because I, you know,
well,
we haven't updated that in
down.
Like 6 months.
Yeah.
What's that?
You got the point system now. What is it? 90 only gets one?
No. It's 100 points. And if they're 80 years old, it's only worth 20 because they've used up 80 points. See?
Okay.
But if they're 101, then you lose a point.
Okay.
So it's not a good idea to bet on anybody that's 100 or more. So that's an exercise in futility.
Yes.
I think this year the good money's on people around the age of 70. You know, it seemed like...
Yeah.
All the 70-year-olds were kicking, man. Oh, that was one thing about the Carrie Fisher. That was so sad that she died.
Yeah.
And then the next day, her mom dies of a stroke, you know.
Yeah.
But I just had to laugh at what Beth said. Did you see that one comment she said?
Probably. What
about
was
them? She said, put something on here. She'd read Postcards from the Edge and seen the movie and stuff.
Yeah.
And she said, looks to her like it's Debbie's just upstaging her one last time. And I thought about it.
That's good, yeah.
And you know, last night on the news, I'd been hearing about Carrie Fisher for 3 days, and then all of a sudden, singing in the rain, I'm singing in the rain, you know, Debbie Reynolds has died.
I thought Debbie Reynolds was dead. I'm taken by surprise at that. Because you haven't heard from her all this time, you know?
But Beth's a sharp cookie. I like her. Well, she'd come to the lounge, man. She hadn't been here since Lassie was a pup.
That's right.
Yeah. That's funny. Is it too soon to blow up Singing in the Rain? how about Kokomo?
My name is Ronald Cannon. I play the conga.
My name is Wilbur Mackey. I play the drum.
My name is Hilton Dickinson. I play the bongo.
Here I am, all.
There's a place called Kokomo. You
Hey, what's up, dog? Dirty. Hey, poor boy, check your shit out. Hey, you better not pout. You better not shout. Slap your grandmama's dentures out. Afro man is coming to town. Yeah, you know. Hey, I'm slapping her once, slapping her twice. A no teeth blowjob feels real nice. Afro man is coming to town.
Say what?
I know that you've been smoking all my tumble. I looked into my dope sack, all I seen was stems and seeds. Hey, you better get dressed, hit the dough, go to the dope spot and buy some more. Afro man is coming to town. All kind of states, all kind of cities, all kind of women yelling, sign my titties. Afro man is coming to town.
I don't know what that was.
Afro man.
Fucking Afro man.
I'm putting a Sir Davey Chicken Caesar up on Grenache that I never seen before, so I don't know how funny it is.
Oh, good.
I'm going to check it out after the show.
Check it out. Well, maybe I'll make it to the Possum Blues there one of these days, man. And not this week. I got a gig tomorrow.
Good time.
One more gig.
Good.
And then the year's over. One more three minutes.
We have a good time. We have a good time when I'm in the front radio.
Oh, yeah.
Ford,
oh, yeah.
Alice, Majesty, they were there.
I say, my schedule
yeah.
Precludes me from showing. What? Is that?
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
Come on, Friday night is good.
There you go. It's 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Yes.
Happy New Year's. Bonus blow. Bonus blow. I don't know if you want to take a bathroom break on this one, Dr. Kate.
Top shelf?
Ted, simmer down, man. Ted's like all fucking...
Ted's a New Year doll.
Hey, man. You like, Ma? Ma?
You gotta give him some of that scotch, right, for New Year's?
I should give him a hit of the scotch. Leave me alone then. Nah, I don't think he'd drink it, man. He's not that dumb. I've been having this battle with him, trying to get this medicine in him.
Yeah.
Good gravy. He figures everything out. You know, like I get 2 days worth with that trick, and then he figures it out.
You know? Gotta come up with
such a
new one.
Dick. Yeah, I got to come up with a new one. I got, you know, I keep changing my. All right, it's 3 minutes. Where the hell happened to it? There it is. You'll never, ever get back.
Hiya, folks. See you lost. Hiya, folks. See you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick-to-itiveness and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship...
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? You say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106? And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour? And your bridge just broke and you pasted it together with bubble gum and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man. And your shoelace just busted. And you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns. And your daughter's gone out with a convict. And your wife just confessed she gave you last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in this country with that dignity and stick to it that you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up. And your paycheck's all blurred. And your foot went right through the gas. And your girl's screaming bloody murder. She's scared of the dark. And a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half. And your suit's shrinking up fast. And you start up the windy road on foot. And 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in a push. And your boat falls down in the mud. And then a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth and you can't move and the mud's rising up to your nostrils and you're sinking fast and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick-to-itiveness and you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up. That ship...
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Remember Mr. Carlin?
And high white boots.
What's that?
Mr. Carlin? I was picturing the possum chicks in high white boots singing that.
Ooh. I like it. You remember Mr. Carlin from Bob Newhart?
Yep.
He was a regular on there.
Yeah.
I did not remember that at all.
Yeah. Oh, he was on there all the time. Yeah.
I didn't remember him on there. I guess that's where I first got into his funny.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, it's funny shit.
Another one we lost this year.
Was it this year? Yeah, it seems so long ago. Yeah.
Well, there's been so many.
He had a quick part in Friends. He was barely in it.
In the Friends?
Yeah, that show Friends. Yeah.
Yeah. I was married. I used to watch that.
Funny guy. Yeah. With that deadpan humor.
Oh, his delivery was just no humor. Right. And I don't know if Ford's here now, but he said he was away from his keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, I remember. This is for Gordy Tapp. And all the other 3,000,005 posts that are on the dead possum poll, representing people that croak.
Well, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gone. Well, I lost one of my best pals this year, man.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy fucking year? My other best buddy lost both his folks and his other best pal, you know.
Yep.
Crazy fucking time.
Did you see that video I posted in Grenache all the way through? That Fuck You 2016?
No, I did not watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's more than just pictures, you know, putting up people, that died. There's people in the street yelling, fuck you, 2016, and celebrities. Larry David, Aziza Stanley,
nice.
Saying there's no man.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Fuck
oh, yeah, I watched that. Yeah, I watched that.
That was the John Oliver thing, where he blew it up.
Yeah. I saw that on John Oliver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like my favorite show now.
Oh, yeah.
John Oliver. Until
what is it? HBO?
Yeah, HBO. But they put it on the YouTube like the next morning.
Yeah.
So fuck subscribing to cable and HBO and all that shit. I just turn on the YouTube like I'm a smart guy.
God bless you.
Yeah, I mean, Saturday Night Live. Ain't nobody got time for that. But I want to see the, you know, parts with. Captain Hairdo. Well, the Captain Hairdo impressions.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin. That's what we'll call him for now on. It's just called Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
No, that's almost too descriptive.
Yeah, it's still on the money.
You won't be hearing no more from Ted tonight.
That's that scary.
You won't be hearing no more from Ted. He's got a big fat chewy chew. Alrighty. Oh, here. Just speaking of this, speaking of politics and all that, Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
You heard of him, right? He's the guy that Creamsicle Head likes so much. Creamsicle Head. Vladimir Putin was arrested for trespassing at a supermarket in Florida. Can you believe that?
What? What?
Absolutely true. Putin is a 48-year-old black guy who lives in West Palm Beach. He was in a store yelling at the employees and shit. He looks like he's a crackhead or something. I don't know. They had to escort him from the store.
What's that Putin's first name? I would love to hear that.
No, he's Vladimir Putin. He's Vladimir Putin. Here's the link. Here's the link. You'll see a picture of him there.
Oh, right.
That's Vlad. He's,
God.
He all freaked out in the store. The manager asked him to leave, and, he kept screaming, so. Called the gendarmes to have him escorted out.
I don't like sharing my name with a writer, with a popular writer. Now, this poor guy is
Well, the store owner, Adolf Hitler, had no comment. No, I don't, you know. Isn't that fucked
God.
Up?
Oh, that's funny.
How's a black guy get a name Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, that's why I didn't think the first name was it. You got a photoshop him next to our orangutan leader.
Creamsicle face? Creamsicle face is even better than head. Usually I go with head, but face I'm liking a lot.
The annoying orange.
Okay, I didn't read all this. Uh-oh. What did he say? I boo-booed. The thing about Steve Martin and the tweet, he put up a tweet about Carrie Fisher or something.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with people?
Oh. When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. And a bunch of people got all pissed off at that.
Yes, saying it's sexist, that he's treated her like a sexual object. That is the most fucked up thing. They bullied him into deleting that.
Yeah.
People,
Twitter's stupid.
Cut it the fuck out.
Well, Twitter's dumb. Social media is not the place to do this shit, I don't think. I think we're finding that out, man. I mean, I've tried to keep my posts completely just stupid and silly. Funny.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to stir anything up, man, because I don't think it's healthy. I don't think this is a healthy discourse we're having.
I tell you, the only time I screwed up is The Eggman, one of the DJs at WRIU, posted a video of a 7-year-old Asian girl, playing music that was outstanding. It was brilliant. And I typed in, no matter what you excel in, there's always a young Asian that's far better than you. And he agreed with that.
Oh, geez.
And of course, somebody came in and said, I had a house guest that was from Asia, and they didn't know how to play. They weren't very super intelligent, but they were nice people. And I was like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
You can't even compliment a race now. People are fucked up.
You have to keep, I guess, you can't mention gender, race, creed.
Yeah, I'd say fuck them. Let's do it. Let's go the opposite way. I've got 2017. I'm going the opposite way. Fuck everybody.
Well, that's what the whole thing's about, man. It's all that's Katie bar the doorknob. There's no decorum.
Yep.
Bill Buckley is rolling over in his grave. Actually, George F. Will is rolling over in his grave, and he's still alive, which is the amazing part. George F. Will. George F. Will. Got nothing on that?
No, got nothing on that. George F. Will.
George F. Will, man. Used to be on the David Brinkley Sunday morning show. Oh, you were drinking then.
Yeah, I wasn't watching it.
Never mind. I'm sorry, dude. That was Sunday morning. You went. He was.
I was coming home.
I don't like it. All right. Yeah, Kirk Douglas for the Deadpool. Not really worth your time. I don't know. I guess if you got enough octogenarians and whatever you call it, 90-year-olds, you might be able to add them all together and get, you know, do a cumulative. Kind of like in Skittable, you know, pin action.
You're pretty young and stupid. I mean, there's plenty of rock stars that are drug addicts. Come on, pick up. You know, that's what you get.
Who are you
someone
talking
young.
About?
You gotta pick somebody young.
Oh.
Anyone should drop dead, and they will. And kick ass on the pool.
Oh, we're going late. I got one more story I want to do, though, man. We got Jaybird's on the line here. Come in, Jaybird. Come in, Jaybird.
Jaybird.
Hey, dude.
Can I go?
All right, we're ending on the world of science.
Uh-huh.
You know, you were worried about the asteroid, and, you know, that keep hold of that booze. Because here it is, man. Fuck the asteroid. How about a whole fucking star, a whole nother star is on a collision course with Earth right now? Fucking star, man. Okay.
Is it bigger than the moon?
It's a fucking star.
Uh-huh.
As big as the sun, probably.
It's going to do it then. When's this going to happen?
It's Gliese 710, currently sits in the constellation of Serpens, some 64 light years from Earth. And it's headed straight for us. So make your plans. Maybe get everything wrapped up in 2017, because in 1.35 million years, that baby's going to hit us. And hit us hard.
I can't wait.
I'm putting it on my calendar. I'm putting it in my phone calendar.
That's December 30th, 1 million and billion. Stay tuned.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
damn gift to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
Favorite bands.
I know that is one of your favorite bands. That's why I played that. I was actually had some Captain Beefheart. And I was like, I'll do Three Dog Night.
Can't go wrong with Three Dogs.
I had to dump some more files today, man.
Possum Drop.
What's that?
The Possum Drop. Yeah. There's actually a couple of them.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They have a fake
Uncle Wiggily put a picture on my Facebook, and I thought it was the Possum Drop at first, but it was just a possum standing on a fence that had Christmas lights. there's a couple different ones. Huh. The one they have a square cage and it lowers at midnight, and then there's another one where they have them in a ball, kind of suspended. That one kind of looks painful for the possum.
Well, it's scary for the pot. If anything, it's scary for the little fuckers.
He's got to be terrified. He probably pisses on half the people, below him.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
Well, I wonder if they play dead. I wonder if they just, go,
they might,
hamburgers clunk on the way down.
Hamburgers clunk. They probably do.
Yeah. In
lounge tonight.
Oh, we have Apple Cheeks, Dr. Cake, Ford, Getting Four USA still here. Possibly Porcupine Bob. Oops.
Is that one guy
in
there?
Yes, 2133. Maggie C.
Lloyd.
What's that?
Is Lloyd over there?
Gigantor?
Nah.
Gigantor. That's Gigantor.
Oh, okay.
His name's Gigantor. I don't know, man. He don't have internet right now. He's between internets.
How you doing, Zombie?
Doing good, doing good. How are you doing, man? Are you in your car now?
No, actually, I'm home.
Oh, okay. You sound a little more clearer.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you're in your truck, man, it's like... mute you sometimes. Cause it's like, man,
what are we going to get you in the lounge, man?
I feel like it's the beginning of this Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Swoosh away. Hey, you got to.
All right.
You got to get Jay Bird in with the next year's Dead Fossil Pool.
Yeah, if you want to supply your picks, you're more than welcome, man.
You could do it over during the show or afterwards, but afterwards, you know, you got to pick people that haven't been picked already, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, call in next Friday.
Yeah.
And you can participate in the pool. I'm glad I didn't like this one. This is a goodie.
Yeah.
What do we do? Five people?
Five people, yeah.
Five and a bonus or five including the bonus? Anyway, get five or so people you think are going to croak. Actually, get about 10 because other people are going to think the same ones.
Yeah.
So they'll take your picks, and you can't pick the same
one. You can only say one at a time. So.
Yeah, so we go in a round robin and to make it fair. And because, of course, before I was Commodore Dector, I was Mr. Integrity.
Now,
I'm a superhero.
Is number five the bonus pick, or do you say you just say which one is your bonus pick at any time?
You can declare your bonus pick. Actually, you could give all your picks
time.
And then declare your bonus pick later.
Pick your bonus pick,
you know, say, okay, out of my five, this one's the bonus pick.
There's no
pressure on the bonus pick. That's just, you know, double points if they die.
All right. We got that settled.
Andy Dick, I'm looking at you, baby.
Andy Dick.
I was in the space. I was in the
Why is he still alive? How did he make it this long?
I don't know. I don't know. I do not know, sir. All right. I got one more Christmas left over. Yep.
Yeah, lay it on it.
All right. I hope it's not too long.
That's not what she said.
Oh, Santa. I've been waiting on you.
That's funny, kid, because I've been coming for you. The party's over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what?
Life is hard, but look at me. I turned out all right.
Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old, playing out there in the desert, just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
In the sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on.
That was definitely stuff. I'm looking for my oh yeah. Where my oh yeah? Shoot, man. I do need to clean. That's my New Year's resolution. Get my fucking shit in order, you know? Just get your shit in order.
Get your shit in order.
Don't mince words, Bones. What do you really think?
Oh yeah! There you go. Okay, we're burning daylight, pilgrims.
Woo! Yeah.
I gotta let the pooch in. Man, he hadn't peed in the house since.
Huh?
Man. Been a while. I don't want to jinx it.
Did you see the? Did you see what Sweet Alice posted? The how to sneak the pills in the pill pocket?
Yeah. I bookmarked that bad boy. I think I've seen those somewhere.
Has Ted been eating around the food and skipping over the pill? Did he get smart?
Yeah, I started cheese, you know, wrap up the thing in cheese, and he'd swallow it. Well, then after a day or two, he starts, you know, feeling it around on his tongue, and he's like, spits out the fucking pill. He's a fucking dick, man. There you go, Bubba.
Give it to him up the ass. It's a
suppository. He'd like it too much. He'd like it too much. I went through hot dogs. I got like Alpo. Goddamn. And he gets hip to everything, man. He's like, I'm doping that, dude. I'm like, come on, man. Take your dope.
Yep.
So we've been joined by Daddy G briefly.
Daddy G.
Not briefly. He has a program here on Saturday evenings. I believe he's going to. I don't know if he's doing a Christmas Eve show tomorrow. Are you doing a Christmas Eve show tomorrow night?
Yeah. In fact, it's going to be at 11 o'clock Eastern.
2 hours. 11 o'clock. Oh, he's going to ring in the new year in that.
Yep, just like the last year. Yep.
I don't know if I'll be there because because I got my gig, you know, and I might.
Yeah.
You never know. Rudy O'Dunk.
Rudy O'Dunk.
But I'll probably be there. So it's time to polka!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen.
That sounded very unlike Brave Combo, didn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
Really? Oh, maybe I haven't heard of them enough.
They're a great band. That was Brave Combo, Ford. Our Tex pals from Teja. Friends of the Tim. Worshippers at the knee. They sat at the you know, they sat with the Tim.
The altar is Tim.
So hopefully, knock wood, we'll be back here Monday, gang. But it looks like it's time once again to sing out. And of course, got a good one to sing out with tonight.
Gay
and I want everybody in the chat room to sing along.
Hold hands.
A wonderful, a wonderful. Accentuate the positive, my friends. And have a happy, happy New Year, one and all.
See you next year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
The bad choice.
Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. Must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh, a fundamental thing applies as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight
in love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. On that you can rely. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, why they're never out of date. Hearts full of passion and jealousy and hate. Remember, my friend, woman still needs man, and man must have his mate. On that you can rely. Still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Thank you so much. Thank you.
There you have it.
Damn good Tiny Tim tune. Did a good job with that.
A hell of a job with it. That was at the like the London Palladium or somewhere.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. Concert.
I could picture
that. Picture
that.
Of Tiny
picture
in this.
That at the end of a movie, ending credits. Tiny Tim.
Well, that's
that.
Why I put it there at the end of the show.
Yeah,
that was the end
there
of the credits.
There you go.
The credits were rolling there if we were a TV show. Hey,
why
look at
is
that.
It I can't
GT's type. Best boy. What's that?
How come I can't type by the end of the show?
I don't
it's
know.
It's slow. It's sluggish. It's wrong letters.
Might be your, machine, man. Maybe your memory.
Be. Yeah, it's only on BTR, though.
Yeah. BTR, I really, I don't know. It's always funky.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything to add to that.
Happy
New Year, Don King.
I'm going to bed.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I gotta get. I gotta start on Monday's show. Like I said, I'm gonna have to do it tomorrow morning, and then my buddy's coming over for the scotch. Sunday, and then my son's coming over Monday. He's going to go on the diet with me, on the juicing.
Okay.
Because he needs to lose a few. And I'm not sure if we're... I think we ought to just start juicing that day, man. Fuck all the dumb shit. Not try to have one last, you know, celebration of eating. Take him out to the store and show him what I buy. And then that juice.
Juice
I'll be
up,
juicing
juice
Monday. I'll be juicing
you
Monday.
Still losing?
So probably not.
How are you
What's
doing
that?
With it? You still losing? How are you doing with it?
No. I've been off.
I know you've been off, but you've been
Yeah, I lost 50 pounds. No, I lost 60 pounds.
Okay.
But I've almost gained back 10 because I've been in my bad habits since since October, November, December. 3 months of bad habits. So... But I've kept up with the exercise. Until recently, it's been so cold. So I need to join a gym or something, man. But, yeah, gonna do it again this year. Gonna lose another 50 or 60. And,
okay.
Oh, boy, I'll fit into my old uniform. All righty, man. Well, Jay Bird, if I don't see you, happy birthday, brother.
Jay Bird. Birthday.
Hey.
Got a birthday coming up. Jay Bird.
Did I say happy birthday? Happy New Year. What the fuck?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year,
Jay
Bird.
Happy New Year, Tommy.
Tommy.
Happy New Year, Baloo the Bear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Reverend Wendy.
Happy New Year, Reverend.
Yeah,
man.
We love you, Red.
Yeah.
Gay bird,
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Gay bird doesn't have that sexy voice you do.
What's that?
Say boater host, Jay Bird. Fair.
I can't hear you.
I don't think he's on the trolley, man. We'll save that for next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, call in next Friday for sure, dude, and we'll get you into the dead possum pool if you'd like to be.
Yeah, make your list.
Dead people.
Okay.
We'll announce the winners of 2006 Monday night on January 2nd. So that's the thing, man. I mean, there's like a week's worth of dead people coming. You know, geez, the way they've been croaking lately.
Yeah.
We can't screw around too long on doing it because we'll miss a couple.
You and I aren't even on the board, are we? Did you get any last year?
I don't think I hit any of them, though.
No, I didn't.
I haven't really looked in a while because that fucking Facebook bullshit.
Yeah.
Can't edit the stupid document.
Yeah. What happened there? What
the fuck is that about?
I'm still rooting for Johnny Depp.
You go to Facebook and you open a document and you edit it and then you save it and then you look at it and you haven't saved it and then the wall starts peeling, the paper starts coming off of the wall and you try a little bit of it. It's not really too bad, but I don't know. I like that Eddie Lawrence guy, man. He's my new hero.
Oh, he's great.
Like I said, that's the Billy Crystal, Christopher Guest bit, man.
Yeah.
Just trying to make shit weirder and stupider as you go. Classic comedy.
I like how we close people cousin, Bobla, and all that shit.
I think he's from the Borscht Belt. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Happy New Year.
Good night, Jason. Thank you.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!